This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Live, guys, welcome. It's early.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my shoe, I'll be back again.
I'm very embarrassed, Catherine.
Why? This time.
I tell you why, and I owe you a massive apology.
Yeah.
So we have our own private emails that are none of your business. I have a business email. We also have the late night alternative at gmail.com, and I've got a little bit mixed up and confused, and I've used that one I shouldn't have done. So Jenny has sent the intimate photos, as she promised, to our email address.
Yeah.
Subject, I promised, message body, hi, this is Jenny. I'm sending you my intimate photos as promised. And her email, if you guys want to get in touch, is f5aomc0i1@icloud.com. That's Jenny. And I'm really sorry about that, Catherine.
That's okay. Because I'll
email
had,
Jenny and tell her to use my other email address.
I've had several of those and also an offer of a penile enhancement.
Oi!
So never going to turn that
when
down.
When I offer you a penile enhancement, you threaten me with litigation. Hello, everybody.
Bonjour,
welcome to the
bonjour.
Show. And you are welcome to
I
it.
I can't hear myself, and I'm wondering whether that means I'm very quiet. Can you look at my levels, please? Because as I produce this show, the podcast, I know that I am almost silent sometimes.
No, you are a bit. Let me come down. I'll tell you what it is. I've had to mix a bit. You talk now.
We all know what it is. It's the volume power play that has been in
You're
existence.
You're not hearing anything?
Not very much in my ears.
Right, well, how about now?
Better.
Well, that's all I've got. Hang on. How about if I do...
But I'm just wondering whether it... No, that's fine. No, this is fine.
The levels are fine.
Okay, but my...
You go by the visual.
But my mic looked quiet.
It doesn't look quiet.
Okay, but in IRL...
It looks... Can this is a terrible start to a podcast.
I'm just going to finish what I'm saying and then I'll allow you to speak.
Okay, right? And I will allow you to finish what you're saying in a minute because...
When I'm making the podcast, sometimes I can see that your waveform is this big
well,
and mine is tiny.
Why don't you say something when we're recording?
I just did and I think you'll find, minimised. Minimised.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand. Under my back again in the early morning rain.
Okay. Thanks for that. Welcome to the show, and you are welcome to it.
Zumpa says dispute as to whether this is technicals there. No. These are not technicals. These are testicles. Put your face in
this
the
hole.
Can I show you something? And I would like to thank Lonely God Dave for bringing some of this to my attention. I like to look on the Jack Facebook page. I know. This, I have nothing against Matt. I have nothing against anybody apart from the boss and the CEO and one of the people in sales. I have nothing against Matt, so this isn't a dig at Matt, okay? So please, please, please don't think that for 1 second. However, I like to look at the poor... Paul says, tiny waveforms are nothing to laugh at.
I know.
I like to look at the poor social media interaction. That's what I'm looking at. Again, it's nothing against Matt. I don't know the guy. I know the situation he is working with him, and I wish him nothing but good luck. So... here's one. Join Jack FM this Saturday, 6 hours ago, Castle Quay Banbury for the Waterfront first anniversary celebrations. Put your face in the hole. 2 likes.
To win a new look voucher or a meal for four at Pizza Express.
3 days, Jack FM Brick Awards. They are offered me, I'll go in here. They offered me £500 to host the Jack FM Brick Awards.
What's a Brick Award?
It's a local business award. It was a nice evening. It was a nice evening. I said, no. They said, no, you have to do it. I said, is it in my contract? Well, I said, I'm not doing it. Trevor always did it. I said, yeah, I'm not Trevor. I'm not doing it. What can we do to make you to make it? I said, if you gave me £1,000, I'd do it. I did it. Here we go. 4 days ago. Morning, Matt here. I'm looking for the listener with the weirdest job. What do you do? Right. 9 likes, 2 comments, 1 share. 4 days. So Dom Jolly has put Jack FM presenter.
Chortle.
That's not the only comment. Because there's a guy called Lou Sanus who used to post a lot when I was there. And he put professional pussy destroyer.
And... that was put there 4 days ago and no one has removed it.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 days ago. And I got threatened with suspension. Well, we don't need that. For calling someone a bell end. But professional pussy destroyer. Is that a thumbs up from Bobby Singh?
Wow, Bobby Singh.
But I didn't know you could get paid for that. I've said to Scott, can you make a T-shirt of that? And all the profits go to... every woman who has had her pussy destroyed, either by a professional or an amateur. He didn't get back to me on that. 9 likes, 2 comments, 1 share, 4 days. What can I tell you? What can I do to make you happy?
Good grief.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, now.
Now it's technicals.
Now look what you've done.
Now it's technicals. Now we got technicals.
Oh, hello.
Now we
it's the crotch shot.
Now we've got technicals, guys. We lost the shot. We've lost everything. We've lost everything. They can still hear us. This is okay.
Well, that's the fortunate thing.
This might, do you know what?
It's maybe for the best. Oh, my goodness me.
What can I do? We might. Do you know what? I'm so tempted to go, fuck this. This could actually be for the benefit of everybody. Oh, if you're going to slide in there. Lefty loosey, isn't it?
Yeah, righty tighty. Lefty loosey.
Oh, guys.
Okay.
Fuck!
Is that supposed to go somewhere, that little...
Yeah, it is, but it's... you're supposed to just slide in like this. It's got to slide in, but the problem is I haven't got the room here, and I can't... I've got my glasses...
Please hold, caller.
Do you know what? I'm so much in the mood to just go, fuck this. Right, you talk while I'm doing this.
I'm talking. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Normally there are visuals, but I think you can imagine the scene and you'll be pretty much spot on at the moment. It's been a very hot day, hasn't it, ladies and gents? Now, how are you cooling down? Are you putting your face in the hole?
In the what?
Face in the hole.
Right, we're almost there.
We're almost there, guys.
This has actually done me a great favour.
Well done, because you did want to fix that, didn't you?
I wanted to fix it on my terms.
Yeah, exactly. Now, fate has intervened, of course. Oh, look, there we go. There we go. That's a beautiful level now that we're at. Okay, you pass.
When I find it.
You can pass that to me.
Hang on, give me 2 minutes.
Big boy, this is none of your concern.
Where is that?
It's not okay.
Right, here you go.
Where are you? Right, I got you. I got you. Now, does that go in that hole?
Oh, hang on, let go, because it's all got tangled up. This is actually a good thing.
Yeah, this is excellent.
Here we go.
Here we go. A little bit of technical admin.
Sorry. Where is it?
I put it in, yeah.
Wait, why is that not working? Fucking hell.
Oh, I'll put it in right.
So close to fucking this all off. Right. There we go. We're in. We're in!
There we go. That was meant to happen.
And the camera is now...
too high.
Too high. But it doesn't matter because I can adjust it with ease because this is nice and tight and it's been a little bit loose. Talking about the camera.
Why did you look at me like that?
Huh? Because you just...
What is this? What is this you're wearing
this
today?
This is from my good friends, Amber... and Faith.
I heart Liddypool.
I'm going to wear this on my hollybobs. And probably over Crimble.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We did it. We did it. That is great that's happened because it was always loose. And to adjust it, I had to push it further. This is such a boring story. I've had too much coffee. I've got indigestion. I was genuinely pissed off then. You may have heard. Genuinely pissed off. Too much. Now you just talk a bit, please.
Why?
Because I want to check the levels.
Hello, hello. It's all, there we go. All right, it's happy times.
I had a terrible headache today.
I've got cake there.
And it was close to turning into a migraine. Turns out the correct pronunciation of that is migraine.
Not on my watch, it's not.
It is because it's from the Greek.
Those seeds, are you always pulling them out of your cats?
No, I'm pulling them out of my bed, out of my sofa, out of everything, because that's where they go. Welcome to the show.
Hello, mate.
Last show before the Hollybobs. Got 2 weeks off, back in three. You should already have the link. I was super efficient. And sent the links out for the shows when we come back with these links. Super efficient. That's, do you
They'll
know
get lost in the meantime. People have lives.
I do these shows for free. I do all of this stuff for free. The thing I get paid for with your Patreon money is sending out those emails. Yeah. I hate doing that. Right. Oh, yeah. Don't forget as well, we're going to start you're going to start releasing the old podcasts from next week on the free podcast feed.
Yeah, they might be rubbish. They might not stand the test of time.
So if you see them being tweeted out about, please retweet, because the free ones, we get a few pence for everyone that gets downloaded. And on some months, we make a few quid. No one's getting rich, but it all adds up.
Catherine, are you off abroad, says Amy Allington? Not this year. No, I'm not. The girls are going and I will have a little rest at home while they're gone. But no, I don't think I'll be going away this year, although maybe I'll go to Spain.
The reason it is lower is because you're not talking into the microphone.
I am.
I have adjusted the mics so that my mic is slightly lower than yours.
Could you?
You're not talking into
it. I am, though.
You are now. I've pointed it out.
All right, could you stop? Without...
Look at the level. So this is me talking at this level.
Okay. I've just got a lower voice and you just loud.
No, but I've adjusted the microphone so that we're equal. But yet you still insist. Oh, my God.
Give us a smile.
No.
Go on. Stop being an old sod. Anyway, no, I'm not. Ah! Don't you draw on me. No, I'm not. I might go to Spain at the end of the year, though. I feel like it. Just buggering off.
Without the kids?
Yeah.
Do it.
If I can afford it, I'll do it.
Do it.
Once I've started working again.
Do it.
That's the plan.
I was talking to someone with ADHD. We came up with an interesting theory the other day. There's a thing called the ADHD tax, which is where we get into hobbies and we buy all the equipment, or we just buy stuff on a whim, right? Then often it comes and it stays in its box, gets put in a cupboard, and is never used, right? And that's seen as a bad thing. Nigel, I think Amy's talking to you there. That's seen as a bad thing. And we were talking and went, well, hang on, because there is pleasure in researching these things. There's pleasure at looking at all the alternatives, reading the reviews, and then there's pleasure ordering it.
Mm.
What if that pleasure is enough? What if it's a completely different pleasure to the people that buy these things and use them? What if the pleasure invested in the research,
yeah,
the studying, the anticipation, what if that's enough? That's not bad, is it?
If you can afford it.
I can't really.
Well, then, there's your problem.
I've got terrible indigestion. Too much coffee. What's that song? Too much coffee and too much beans makes a man. What is that?
Could you say it into the microphone, please?
Too much coffee.
Too much coffee and too much beans.
Excuse me, I have a message. Oh, no, it's not.
Whoa.
Last show for a while. We're going to make it a good one.
In a minute. In a minute, we'll make it really good.
Let's open the phone lines. And I promise I will do my best not to dox anyone tonight. Let's open those phone lines up. I want phone calls. 0203. Are you de-aging in? Yeah, we've got a filter on. And it's a really interesting filter. It makes me look younger. And it makes Catherine look her normal age. I've had a haircut. Too short. Had a shave. Living the life. I want some phone calls tonight. 0203-286-6370. 0203-286-6370. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number.
That'll be good, won't it?
Should we put the phone number on Twitter?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to those bells.
Oh, shut up.
No, come on.
Right, you don't have to. Call me now on 0203-286-6370. You don't need to be listening. Come on, live a little, kid.
Well, you're not the one that gets abused.
I am on Threads.
Oh, it's a bit like that film about the nuclear war.
I'm on Threads. You're very welcome to come and join me. I'm Ian Lee on Threads. The reason I'm on there is because, it's to plug the counseling business. You said tension, not attention, so you're a knob. I'm a PPD. Bob.
A what?
A PPD.
Go on.
Like loose anus.
Oh my God.
Actually, I'm an amateur. you claim the username, Emmy. I think the username is just tied in with your Instagram. Anyway, it's on there for the counselling. thing, and I want to get in there early. I don't know if people can claim your username. I think it's just Insta, that it comes from Insta.
Right.
So I'm on there. It's still in the alpha, unlike Twitter, which is full of alpha. It's still in the alpha, so it's a mess, right? But do you remember, should we see if we can find, we meant to do this yesterday, should we see if we can find old Twitter when it started? I remember it being brown.
I had to delete my Twitter straight away because I tried to send a DM about someone else and I, in fact, just posted it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The most exciting moment in my life was when I was working at LBC. And I can mention names. It was me, Agent Chris, the guy that used to produce James O'Brien.
He could mention names if he could remember them.
Yeah, not Maxie. It was, anyway, it was four of us. And there was also a guy called Gary King, who's a really, really nice guy.
Right.
We used to work on radio back in the day. And he was presenting the big quiz, which was the biggest scam in radio history. If you want, however many questions you had to get, it's like 20 questions. And if you got all of those right, you got to guess a number out of like 1 to 350. And somewhere in there was like £10,000.
Right.
But then here's what they did. If you got the wrong number, they then moved it to another number. That's lame, right? Or anyway. So it was four of us and Gary King, right? And we were sending emails about Gary King. We were being mean. Because he was a little bit like, which bird? This is the quote that we always say. Which bird lays the biggest egg? And I had that on hockey. He's a really, really nice guy. We were being mean. And then he went off to pre-record something. And I sent an email about being a knob or something. Not my proudest moment. And then I said out loud, oh shit, I've sent it to him. So you do that thing, and this thing has never worked, right? Where you can retract an email. That's never worked.
No.
Well, I'd always
when I get a thing of, please don't read that and we're going to retract it, I'll read it when I wouldn't have read it before.
But there's a thing you can do where it's supposed to retract it, but it just says someone. So what we had to do was when he came in, someone had to say, Gary, there's a thing in the studio. Can you show me how to do it? And then go to his emails and delete that email.
And did you do that?
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
So sneaky.
Can I just... Charlie Brooker's avatar on Threads is him dressed as the armed traffic woman. Right. The Threads... We've got it. The Threads... It's not a dig at you, Dave. The Threads thing was funny for about 12 minutes 10 days ago. It's not funny now. It's boring, isn't it?
I'm not bored. I like it.
Okay, well... That says a lot about you.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying every second of it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.